Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 529 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 33, In Your Dreams.
It aired October 16th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Britta Johnstone.
Is that a new name?
If it is, it's not a notable one because it is not clickable.
It's not clickable? I don't think she's directed anything this season.
She's gonna direct everything from now until the finale, and then we get a different director for
okay.
the finale.
So here's the thing. A while ago, we were like, has there been a female director on Power Rangers? And the answer is yes, and her name was Vicky Brana, and she did a bunch of stuff in like Zeo and maybe a little bit in Turbo. But she is literally this is the second female director of Power Rangers, 529 episodes in. So that seems about right, I guess. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got disc 5 of the DVDs. We're not doing any more fan films. That was a clever ruse. You have been pranked.
Gotcha.
I did consider watching a bunch of more, but then I didn't. But this weekend I might. Who knows? Who knows where it could go?
Well, if you do sign up for Paramount Plus, you will have many distractions from Power Rangers fan films now. So
I know all of Legends. Did you call out and watch Legends?
I did call out. I did not watch anything because I'm in this weird headspace lately where it's like I don't know what to do with myself, so I don't do anything.
I do that a lot too. I do a lot of like when we finish recording either this or any of the other shows, like, to like come down from that, instead of like putting something on, I will just like sit on my bed and look at my phone, not do anything on my phone, just basically look at it for like up to 3 hours sometimes.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I did last night.
Yeah, and that sucks when you're done with it, because you're like, oh, I could have done something.
Yeah.
But then I didn't. So I feel you there. At least you do got half of Axe, right? Is that correct?
I do, yes. And I get part two on April 22nd. So
nice. So then you're going to be a fully impervious, invincible to COVID.
Yeah. I think it's like 96%.
Well,
invincible.
And you did already have it, so it's a little too late to not get it at all, but at least you probably won't get it again. Did I finish saying the thing? Yeah, you can follow along. We don't do fan films, blah, blah, blah. My internet could die at any moment, it feels like, and we have to watch an episode of Power Rangers. So would you – and also my house might blow away like it's in Wizard of Oz. So let's go watch In Your Dreams.
Dino Thunder power up. Back and we just watched In Your Dreams.
In my dreams?
Yeah.
Whose dreams?
Hey, if you thought, oh, this will be like a good episode, In Your Dreams,
you've been pranked. Turns out we got pranked ourselves, because I was my this episode sucked so bad. My hopes were so high, and the episode they gave me was cold boogers on a paper plate. It was so bad. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including the bonus episodes. Let's say you got a hankering to listen to us talk about Devin the Bloody Boy. You can do that now over at HeyJakeandJosh.com. There's also the archive feed, which has the first 458 episodes of the show and a couple other classic feeds, a whole bunch of other stuff. There's ways to listen to us in the past as well as now, which you are doing currently, probably. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Bloom Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Poddreams. It's actually, though, it redirects you to Pod Nightmares.
Poddreams.
Dream, dream, dream. And you can leave us a rating and review in all those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show and keep us, you know, like with lights on and food and stuff. And we like that about you. We like a lot of things about you, yeah. But we also like when you give us a little bit of money. Because sometimes we got to watch episodes like in your dreams, and I'm glad we're getting paid. That's all I'm saying. this is a Monday episode, so do you want to just jump in? Do you want to just rip the Band-Aid off and do this?
I guess.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that rumble?
I didn't.
That was my house flapping in the breeze like a flag, like an old torn flag.
This is the first time I've wore these new headphones.
Yeah,
so
how are they?
You sound great.
Sweet.
I can't hear me, right? Yeah. And that's throwing me way off. Like, I can hear me, but it sounds like I'm in a pool in the other room.
Right.
but I also haven't found the sweet spot for the adjustment where the ears fall. So sorry if you're picking up scratchy me messing with my headphone noises.
So I've had over-the-ear headphones pretty much the entire time we've been doing this show. I think I got them maybe 3 or 4 months in to doing the show. But I also have been using them to do podcasts with other people forever. Close them all the way, put them on the top of your head, and then pull the ears, like the cans down to your ears. Is the best way I've found. Also, mine are lopsided because my ears are lopsided.
My ears also are lopsided, which might be the problem I'm running into. Yeah, but I think right now they're fine.
All right, yeah, you'll get it eventually. Take some practice. All right, we start off with Anton Mercer. He's having a bad dream about Mezogog and being Mezogog and like trying to kill Trent. Maybe, I think.
Is he just dreaming about when he had captured Trent that time?
It's a little bit that there's also that there's flashes and stuff, and one of the flashes is of when he was turning into Mezogog in like the alley, like behind the school, and then one I think was him when he captured Trent, and I don't remember the other ones because it's flashes of Mezogog stuff, and he wakes up and he's like, I gotta put an end to this, and then we cut right to Mezogog walking into the lab. So he didn't yet. He's got to sometime, but not today. And he comes up, and Elsa's like, I have a plan. He's like, I don't even know why you bother. All your plans suck, and they fail, and they're terrible. And she's like, yes, but this time I have a different plan. And also, you look tired, my dinosaur friend.
Yeah, he comes in hot, and she's like, you seem to be extra pissy today.
You seem like a real piss baby right now.
And so he's like, Anton didn't sleep and neither did I.
Shouldn't he be asleep when Anton is awake or in control? You would think.
Yeah, otherwise he's just like conscious, but
the whole time?
He's just like in there? I don't know.
I don't know. So why doesn't Elsa does he ever turn back to Anton at the lab? And if so, why doesn't Elsa just like handcuff him or something?
Well, she wants to kill him, right? That was her plan like 6 episodes ago.
I think it was only like 2 episodes. It might have been last episode, but we didn't record last week because we did the prank instead.
I feel like if it wasn't in the two-parter, it was the one right before it.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it was the one right before the two-parter when she's like, he's going to kill me if I don't get him first. I'm going to kill Anton Mercer. Yeah, yeah. So he's like, she's like, that does give me an idea, though. If you have bad dreams, what if the Power Rangers have a bad dream? Because some cultures think that if you die in the dream, you die in real life.
Except she says if you're destroyed in your dream, yes, then you're destroyed in real life.
Because you can only talk about dying if it's about Wes's dad.
Right. Or in the reboot of Are You Afraid of the Dark, I don't really remember the first season very much, but in the newest one that like just ended, they literally kill a guy on screen.
That's wild. I know back in 2012 when Gravity Falls premiered, Disney Channel kind of lifted the like you can't say kill or die in a kid show, because there's literally the third episode is a to spoil the twist of a show that's of an episode that aired 8 years ago. there's like wax figures that are trying to kill Dipper and Mabel, and they literally go, "Kill those children." Like, that's the line they say. And I was like, wow. They either forgot to check this episode or like Disney's just, I guess, pretty cool now about that. Not about buying up properties and burying them and doing shit like that. But you could say kill kids on TV at least. So that's good, I guess. Anyway, so if you die in the dream, you die in real life. And she's like, let's do that to the
Power
Rangers.
But that's not even proven. She just says some cultures on Earth think that.
Yeah, also...
So let's try it.
Yeah, she's like, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. So we cut to cyberspace. All four of the kid Rangers are there studying. Tommy comes in. He's like, what are y'all still doing here? And they're like, Dr. O, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you remember. I know only 90s kids remember, but I don't know if you remember. We have a lot of homework and on top of doing Power Rangers stuff. Like, Ethan's got a report on monkeys, and Kira has a report on reptiles, and Trent has to study more. Trent is also Mr. Not appearing in this episode.
Yeah, he has to not fall asleep so that he's not in the episode.
His whole job is be that one kid in the Freddy movies that's like, I'm not going to fall asleep. And then Connor's like, I'm done with all my homework, but I got to take my mom Christmas shopping this whole weekend. When did you say this episode aired? Do you still have it pulled up?
It was October 16th.
October 16th. Okay. So that's close-ish, I guess.
Well, it's just to tie in the dumb,
yeah, I know,
monsters,
but, so,
to each of them. But
now I'm wondering, there's like seven more weeks of Power Rangers. It would have gotten up to this. We could have done a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And they blew it.
Awful.
Yeah, it's dumb. So Tommy, here's the other question I have. Tommy, what are you doing here? Tommy comes in, sees that the kids are here, and is like, hey, you should go home and go to sleep. And then he leaves and goes to sleep. Is he, like, coming to hook up with Haley? And then there's a bunch of kids here, and he's like...
Yeah, why didn't Haley just come out and say, hey, guys, yeah, you've been closed for 4 hours. You need to go home.
You should go home and go to bed. You're all very tired looking, and you're children, and you need a lot of sleep. I think Tommy's just coming to hook up with Haley. And then the kids are there. She's like, I tried calling you. You were already on your way. We don't have cell phones yet because 2004. So, like, you might have a Nokia brick, but that's only for emergencies. So they're like, all right, we're going to leave. Let's go to sleep. And Trent's like, I'm going to stay here. I got a midterm or whatever, and I really need to study for it. So I'm just going to do a little more studying, and then I'm going to do that. And I'm like, okay. So then we cut to the bad guys. And they're like, all right, they're all going nighty night, and we're going to turn their dreams into monsters. And so I thought the plan was go into dreams, kill them in dreams, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The plan is whatever they dream about will make a monster, is what Elsa says with her mouth, the words that she says.
Yeah.
Neither of these things really happened.
No.
Well, I guess they're trying the first one, but after they introduce the idea of the second thing and then promptly throw it in the trash, I'm just like, okay, what are we doing here? And then the first thing is we see Tommy doing his little, like, oh, I'm sleeping acting. And we go into his dreams, and he's morphed, and he's like, I'm going to fight you, a monster. I don't even remember what the first monster was.
I pulled all their names up because I caught one as the credits scrolled by. And
I remember one.
I almost died laughing because it was so stupid.
Whose is it? Don't tell me which one.
It's Connors.
Okay, I do not know what Connors is called. I wrote him in my notes. He's just Daddy Crimbo.
That would have been better, I think.
I remember Ethan's is called Rumba Monkey.
Yeah.
And I don't think the other two got names in the episode.
Not in the episode, but Tommy is facing off against Squid Rose.
Squid Rose.
That's just two things.
That's just two things. That's just Deadpool sitting on the Game of Thrones throne. That's just two things. So he starts fighting him, and then he gets his staff taken, and he gets his staff back, and then kills Squid Rose. And says, never mess with the man in black, you know, like Johnny Cash. And that's the end. And then the other Rangers show up in his dream. Like, whoa, sorry, we're late, Dr. O. And he's like, don't worry, I already did all the work. And I'm super cool, killed the bad guy. But then he's like, so we're all good. Just kidding. It rains. And then he grows. And so we're 4 minutes into this episode and they're doing a Zord fight. So, like, you know, it's going to either be wild later or stupid for the rest of the episode. And guess which one happened.
You know what's super crazy is that just on the Discord the other day, there was a brief conversation about Zord fights. And I said that they're the least interesting part of Power Rangers for me at this point. Yeah. Because they're nothing. They're basically nothing anymore.
Yeah, they're so short that they're nothing. Yeah.
So it's crazy that the next episode we watch is all Zord fights.
It's mostly Zord fights. This one is super long. And nothing happens in it.
Nothing
it's
happens.
Just really long. And nothing happens. So they get in their Zords. He calls the Brachiozord. They get in the Zords. They get Squoze. He puts like a little wrap on him and squeezes.
Yeah, and then squeezed, I think, is the past tense.
You know, the jury's out still, Josh.
Squoz?
That's a past participle. No, that's squozen.
They hath been squozen.
Yeah. So he calls the Ankylosaur, and I had to rewind it because I did not know what he said the first time. But he does say Ankylo or Ankylo, which is, I guess, the actual way. And I was like, it sounded like he said nothing. But he said the Ankylosaur. They get out. It just kind of like lets him out a little squeeze wrap, and then they kill him. And it's nothing. It's nothing. And then Tommy wakes up and he goes, oh, I shouldn't have had that calamari for dinner. At least he didn't say, like, shouldn't have eaten pizza before bed. Which actually does give me weird dreams.
That was to explain the monster, because they all have to be related to something, and they realized that they didn't give Tommy a reason to have a nightmare about a squid monster.
Right, 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 because otherwise his nightmare would be blue balls, I guess.
He keeps running toward Haley, but he never gets any closer.
And she just keeps like, he's like, I feel like I can't bend my knees when I run. I don't know.
And then behind him, over both his shoulders, are Kim and Kat being like, how could you do this?
What are
to
you
us?
Doing, Tommy? And he's like, what? Oh.
Kat's like, I have a baby at home.
So
Tommy's like, I'm in college. I'm just trying stuff out.
I don't know. So, like, imagine how much cooler this episode would have been if instead of we're gonna literally burn episodes that we're not using at like the morph footage of. We're just gonna burn those.
Yeah, I have a theory about it, and it's that they took all the like extra goofy monsters and just put them in this one like montage episode, which I think sucks.
Yeah, I think it sucks. Like, it makes sense. And, like, on the one hand, like, maybe they want to save some money up for the finale, or they just blew a bunch of money on the crossover and they got to, like, do, like, kind of a bottle episode where they only use. I mean, they had to make new sets because there are three new bedrooms that we've never seen before. But, like, that's, like, one room with some, you know, like, the wall's red in this one and it's blue in this one and it's yellow in this one. But, like, if you want to save money, like, it makes sense. It does also just really suck. Just makes the episode bad. So he wakes up. Now it's Kira's turn. We go right to Kira, go into her dream. And I was like, okay, maybe Tommy dreams about being a Power Ranger because he loves it. His favorite thing in the world is being a Power Ranger. Maybe that's why. Maybe Kira, we're going to get a regular dream.
Right? Like, maybe she's on stage, and no matter how good she plays, everyone's booing her.
Yeah, or like, you know, something. No, she's just a Yellow Ranger. She's fighting a crocodile, and crocodile's in love with her and wants to kiss her. And she's like, you're gross. I'm a lady. You're a crocodile. It's never going to work out.
He is, Jake, he is a crocodile.
Okay. Okay. Not their best work, I guess. But
this is what I mean, is that this is a really, like, dumb, campy monster.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like they want to make an episode about that. So they're like, what if the Turbo-esque monsters are just like a dream instead?
Maybe. But then, like, it's like also like they did like maybe they were like, we can't use this guy again. We just can't, because we already did the whole Egypt episode with Tutenhawken, and we can't just like do that again. But here he is. So like, we'll just make him a dream monster. But because like there's usually 50 to 52 episodes of the Sentai.
Yeah.
And then we crunch that down to however many. So they just literally have like a bunch of extra episodes that they just weren't using. And they're like, yeah, let's just make those dreams, because we can't, like, Rumba Monkey is at a shrine in Japan. We can't hide that. The same way with like in the one where they watch the Sentai show. It's like he throws yen at you. Like, we can't really work that out.
But I think they did stuff like that back in like Mighty Morphin. They were just like, oh, we're going to like little Japan today. A school trip. Or like they just would throw the yen and wouldn't call attention to it.
Yeah, they just wouldn't like, mention just, it.
Yeah.
I think earlier this season they even said like, oh no, he's attacking Little Tokyo. Like, so yeah. Like they're trying to like make it make sense. And I like, on the one hand, I appreciate that. On the other hand, it's a show for babies. Like, just, no one care.
Like, I hate to turn into that guy that's like, well, back in Mighty Morphin. But for every like King Sphinx or Madam Woe, you had a tickle sneezer or like a pumpkin wrapper.
Yeah.
And they were presented as just as threatening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pumpkin wrapper was ZU2 stuff. So that was like a weird case. But I think the thing is that like they're more worried now being the time that we are watching Power, like 2004. They're more worried now about it like not taking you out of the episode of being like, because I think like they have like the age gap, like the age like demo is not like 4 to 8 anymore, it's like
that's
7
fair.
To 11 somewhere around that, you know.
Yeah,
so like those kids are more likely to go like, why is he those, that's coming from an ATM, but that's not money that I am familiar with here in America. And I guess they don't want to like take you out of it that much, but like in season 2, Ernie's like, got a pachinko machine. That's why it's a pachinko monster.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it.
This radio microphone talks like Casey Kasem and hypnotizes you with radio waves.
Yeah, like, boom, you know. So, anyway, the boys show up and there's some more fighting. They're, like, protecting her. This is the one part of the episode where I'm like, I guess this makes sense in a dream if she's, like, if it's, like, her nightmare that she's more damsel-y, I guess.
Right.
Because, like, she's just, like, hiding behind them and, like, oh, he's so gross, get him away from me and all that. And then he's like, but I love you. And he's like, I want to kiss you and take you out on dates. And here's my heart. And he throws a big heart at them and they just block it and send it back and it hits him and he dies. And I was like, oh, cool. We don't have to see the Zords anymore. I was wrong. I was. Not in this one. Because then she wakes up.
Yeah, the Croco DeVile does this thing.
What a bad name.
Where he takes his hands and puts them under his, because his abdomen is like the crocodile head.
Yeah, his like whole chest section.
So
yeah.
He puts them under the chin, like you're like propping up a belly, and he just like jiggles it at her, and I don't like it at all.
it's a little more suggestive.
Yeah,
than I think
like,
they think it is.
You know, the big crocodile snout. He's like, give me a kiss. And he's
really
just like
low.
Flopping his snout at her.
Yeah.
That ain't
right.
This
is not like bright red. I guess it could be worse.
The bright red floating through the sky.
They never do that 3 times in one season. So she wakes up. Also, at some point, they say, like, is this a dream curse? That's also not really going to get explored until later. Like, they don't figure it out until, like, the end.
Ethan says it in Kira's dream.
Yeah.
And so that made me think, I was like, maybe it's like a shared dream.
Yeah.
But nope.
And at this point, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because like when it wakes up, like when one of you wakes up, like you will no longer be in the dream. Because like Tommy woke up and he is not in Kira's dream. Right. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
All right. Maybe there is some. Next episode, Kira's also in. So it doesn't matter.
Nope.
We go to commercial. We come back. Trent is trying not to fall asleep, looking at social studies or whatever. And then Elsa yells at him. She's like, why can't you be lazy and slacking like normal teenagers? And I was like, he should be in bed. Like he it's late and he's clearly tired. He's not going to learn anything studying this tired. But you don't know that when you're a kid.
Yeah.
So like, he should be in bed. But then we got into Ethan's dream, or Ethan's term, as my autocorrect decided it was. Sure. The others, not Ethan, are fighting Rumba Monkey, who's a monkey who, like, dances.
Yeah.
Get it?
He does a rumba.
It took me so many tries to write the word monkey, and I don't know why. He also sounds like Snagglepuss from the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Does he?
Yeah.
I was probably about half checked out at this point.
Oh,
I knew I could see the code behind the episode,
strings,
and
yeah.
I was like, I have some trash to throw away. I'm just going to get up and do it. I'm not even going to pause it.
Oh, Josh, I'm so glad you said that. Keep that in mind for like a minute from now.
Okay.
So they all get beat up by Rumba Monkey. And then we like whip pan over to Ethan, whose ABBA Ranger counterpart is way too cool to be Ethan. Because he's just sitting against like a tree like, good job. But now you got to deal with me. The cool blue
didn't have
Ranger.
Like a cowboy hat that he could flip up when he
right
up at him.
Ethan's dream is like a cool dream. He's like, yeah, I'm in charge in this one. It's not like the other dreams where it's like Tommy's all alone or Kira's getting like grossed out and creeped on by a big crocodile. He's just like, yeah, I'm in charge. And then Rumble Monkey just runs from them and he's like, you get back here. And so then they chase him. The others get up and they all catch him, and then they shoot him with a Z blaster and he blows up. And I was like, okay, and then we're done. Now we can move on. And then nope.
Here comes the rain again.
It starts raining and he grows and they get in their Zords. And I had a banana peel that I ate for breakfast that I had to throw away. So I just got up and I threw away some trash too. And then I went to the bathroom and I just came back and then they were all out of their Zords. Because I was like, you know what? Actually, Josh, we've done 529 of these episodes. 418 of them we did in the same room.
Yeah.
Do you ever recall me just getting up and walking away from any episode?
No. Not without pausing it.
Not without pausing it. This one, I was like, I'm going to let it play. What am I going to miss? The answer is, I guess they get hit and knocked out of their Zords. Doesn't matter. Nope.
What happened is from like across the city block that they're fighting on, the monkey starts punching and kicking and like it shoots blasts out that hit them. And it blows the Megazord up.
Okay.
So they fall out of the Megazord.
Sure.
And then does Tommy come in?
Then Tommy shows up, is like, get back, try again. And they just like, okay.
And they get back in the Megazord. We get to see him put the Zords together again.
It's like a little faster, but it's still the whole thing. And they get up and then they're like, all right, now kill him. He sits down. He's like, they're out of things. So Rumble Monkey has sat down at this point. So even he doesn't want to be in the episode.
Yeah, he was exhausted from kick fighting them from across the city.
And then they're like, they're back in. They kill him. He dies. Ethan wakes up. And he's like, that was a little too real. And then we cut.
Too real.
Too real. Cut to Elsa and Mezogog. Mezogog says my favorite sentence of the episode. And I wrote it down in a way that I think I can recreate it perfectly.
Okay.
He says, Elsa, the other Rangers survived their ordeals. I suggest the Red Ranger doesn't.
He doesn't even say does not?
No, he says doesn't. But he waits a long time. Like, he ends a sentence when it's not finished yet, and then his new sentence is just the word doesn't.
Doesn't. And Elsa's just kind of like, yeah, no crap.
Yeah, she's like, that was the... I'm hoping to do that with the next one. So we cut in to Connor. Is he being chased by or is he chasing? No, they're chasing. They're on the Raptors. They're chasing Christmas Monster. Named him Daddy Crimbo. I don't know what his real name is, Josh.
His name is Rude Elf.
like Rudolph?
Like Rudolph, but also he's a rude elf.
This is a Krampus.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, they're on their Raptor Riders, and one of them, I'm not sure which one, I think it's Ethan, is like, what are we chasing? And then Connor's like, I don't know, hop on to mine.
Let's see what happens. They corner him, kind of, but then he summons a bunch of Triptoids, and then they start losing.
He calls the Triptoids his little helpers.
Oh, because he's a Christmas.
Because he's Santa Claus, you see.
You know that classic saying, Christmas in October. I'm so glad we got it.
Well, Connor's mom gets a jump. She's like the responsible Christmas shopper.
Right, yeah. So she's shopping in October. If they could have put this like right before the finale and just done a Christmas episode, you know?
Yes.
And that would have been really fun, I think.
Yeah.
Because then they would have had a little more time to figure out what this guy's deal is instead of just being like, Rudolph, he's a Christmas man. He's a Krampus.
What if Christmas was evil.
Dun, dun, dun.
What if Christmas was cool, but rude?
Oh, shit. Normally, Christmas is a party, dude, but not this time.
No, no. You don't want to know what happens when Christmas does machines.
That was a dreaming of a White Ranger, right?
Yeah.
So we cut to outside of the dream. Everybody except for Connor, who's just... Connor is sweating so much. And look, I'm a night sweater. I get it. This is not part of the nightmare as far as I know. He's just real sweaty because he's asleep. It happens. So they start playing phone tag, doing like split screen phone calls, like it's Clarissa Explains It All, but it's with their communicators. So it's like Ethan calls Kira, and he's like, "You're not gonna guess what happened." She's like, "Did you have a weird dream?" And he's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Me too." And it felt like it wasn't just a dream. And then she's like, "I'll call Trent." So she calls Trent. She tags Trent in on the phone call, and she's like, "Trent, don't fall asleep." And he's like, "Easier for you to say than me to say."
he's tired.
He's really tired. And she's like, "Trust me, you can't. It'll be bad." And he's like, "All right, I'll do my best."
But,
and then Trent
again,
will leave.
They don't tell him why.
Poor Trent. Why do they hate him? They're like, you know who we hate? Trent. We hate Trent now. And you know what we want him to do? We want him to die. But we can't kill him because he's a kid and he's a Power Ranger. But what if we get real close to just letting him die by just like not giving him vital information for his everyday life? So he's like, "All right," it's a cool bye, Trent. And then she just hangs up on him. And then they call Tommy and they're like, "Dr. O, did you have a bad nightmare?" He's like, "Yeah, it's probably a monster thing." And they're like, "Yeah." And Connor's not answering, so he's probably still asleep. And Tommy's like, "Why don't you help him then?" And they're like, "You're right." And I was like, are they going to go to his out? Like, what are they? I thought they were going to go back to sleep and then they would be in the dream.
What I thought too, but no. What happens is really stupid.
What happens, Josh?
Well, they have their little bracelets with their dino gems.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm
they
familiar.
Just, they give it a little, they squoze it. And their power comes out and flies to Connor's house and goes in his head. And this allows him to become the Triassic Ranger in his dream.
Squoze. Thing. It's like a lava lamp, and then it flies into his head. Like I dream. Do you remember really early on this season when there was like the fake egg, and they cracked it open, and a hologram of Elsa was like, "You suck," and then flew away like a little Tinkerbell.
Yeah,
they were like, "We could try that again. What if we do that again?" So he goes. So it goes into his dream, and he's like, "I feel stronger. I can do Triassic power." And then he turns into Tri. And the dream, Kira and Ethan are like, "Whoa, what's happening?" And then he's like, "I don't know." And so he gets stronger. He turns to Triassic power, and he takes Dad Crimbo into the snowy Triassic dimension. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, this one isn't a science book. It's in a Hallmark Christmas card.
And then
because there's just like big. Like construction paper snowmen just floating around the background and it's snowing.
Yeah. And there's like fake Christmas. I feel like I saw fake Christmas trees too, but maybe my brain's just trying to fill it in.
I'm sure they were in there.
Anyway, so he kills Christmas. The war on Christmas is real and Connor is the perpetrator of it. And
Connor is the winner.
He won.
Of the war on Christmas.
He won. And he killed him. And then Connor wakes up and he's like, "Oh, I'm never going Christmas shopping again." My mom, she can go herself. And then we cut back to, oh no, sorry, this is, he doesn't wake up yet because Elsa grows him. I forgot there's a whole other Zord fight. Elsa grows him. They call the Megadon,
the Mezagog Megazord.
Why do they call it that? I feel like I'm falling apart. So they call that, and then they go to fight him a little more, but he's got a big, you know how Santa has like his bag of presents for good kids, for all the good kids out there? Well, he's got like a trash bag He puts the Power Rangers in a trash bag instead.
I feel like it takes him 2 minutes to get them in there.
Well,
it's like the Austin Powers hallway scene where they're just like, they're like, no. And he's like, I'm going to get you in my bag.
And they're like, there's nothing we can do. And they're like, no. He shoots out like garland and it grabs them and just slowly, we watch in real time as it pulls him in. He puts him in the trash bag. And then Tommy jumps on the Brachiosaur, and I thought
he maybe was going to use it.
I thought, and I was like, if Tommy uses the Brachiosaur, and the first time we see it is 33 episodes in Connor's dream, I would have been equally as mad but different as what actually happened. Because what actually happens is he just stands on the snoot and goes, energy orb, and then throws a disc, which is not an orb.
It's not an orb. Not all circles are orbs.
You're a science teacher, Tommy. You should know. And so he throws it, and it hits him in like the nuts. I hate that so much. It hits him, and they pop out, and then they kill him. Then they kill Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh God. And, it turned into like the super mega ultra Zord or whatever, and they kill it. And then Connor wakes up and he's like, "I hate my mom." And I'll go jump with her. And then we go over to Mezogog or to Elsa, and she's like trying to sneak away, even though, as far as I know, Mezogog's been in the room with her the whole time.
Yeah, she like looks around and she's like, I'm just gonna quietly shut this and go back to bed.
Right. Like she's
so
like,
I have a question though. Okay. What is she, on this laptop that she has?
Yeah.
Is she putting monsters in their dreams or is she just watching them?
So what she said, the words that she said, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit because who cares? She said that she has reconfigured the Gina randomizer so that the monsters that whatever nightmares they have will turn into monsters. And I assumed that meant act one, they all have weird dreams. Act two, oh, our dreams are in the real world. They're nightmares now.
Yeah.
What it means is she can watch their dreams and hit a button to make the monsters grow in their dreams. As far as I can tell, that's what the laptop does.
Did she hit the button or did they just grow sometimes?
It seemed like the rest of them just grew. I think this one she was mad, or what? Maybe it was the last one. I think Rumble Monkey she was mad about and grew him, but maybe this one, I don't remember. But like, it's poorly put together.
Yeah, it's not great.
So then she's like, all right, I'm just going to leave. I messed up, but I'm going to go home. And then she turns around, and there's Mezogog, and he's like, I'm going to make out with you hard.
Yeah. But your plan failed again. You know what that means.
He's going to like spank her or whatever. And so
she's failing on purpose, I think.
I think maybe. So we cut before we can watch them do any of that. So, you know, that's either good or bad, depending on how you feel.
He's done this before, but he'll do that thing where he quickly gets in her face and goes, ah.
And he just, like, breathes on her eyeball. Like,
yeah, and then it cuts away. I guess the implication is he's going to, like, mind melt her for
maybe
a while.
Yeah.
But that is not how it comes across to adults.
No, it definitely is, like, get in the sex dungeon. you've been a bad girl. So we cut to the Power Rangers. They come into cyberspace the next morning. They are sleepy because they all had bad dreams all night. And they're talking about how they're looking forward to a nice, relaxing weekend because everyone knows that Mezogog is union. He doesn't work on weekends, I guess. So they go in. They're talking about something, and I don't remember what because at this point I had fully checked out. And then they hear Trent snoring, and so they walk over to the big Nickelodeon couch and look over, and Trent is asleep, and they're like, oh, at least he got a good night's sleep. And it probably not the best night's sleep if it's like noon and he's sleeping on a couch in a room full of a bunch of other people. It's probably like an emergency have to sleep kind of sleep, not like a good restful one.
Yeah.
And that, mercifully, is the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
So, Josh, what's the best? You gotta pick something. There's gotta be something.
Yeah, you know, that's true. Just because it wasn't good doesn't mean that there wasn't something in this self-contained in this episode that was the best part of it. Still sucked.
Yeah, we're not saying it's the best of anything else, in this, just of this one single episode.
I don't know.
I have a joke one, and I have a different joke one that's a little more real. The joke one is that I thought it was really funny when Tommy went into the cyberspace and there were kids there, and he went, "All right, well, I'm not getting any. You guys are tired. Let's leave." That I liked. My real one, and I'm not sure, so don't write it down yet, Benny. I'm not sure. The other one is I really like the split screen phone call they had. I thought it was like fun and well shot, and it wasn't something you usually normally see on Power Rangers.
That would be my best is that we at the very beginning of the episode we get to see how power ranging affects their real life.
Yeah.
That's my best.
I'm gonna give it to the split screen thing because it was as kind of dumb as it was, them going like, "Trent, don't go to bed, okay, bye," and like just being mean to him, and then them calling Tommy and Tommy going, "You should help," and they go, "Oh, we know what that means." I liked how it was shot, and I thought it was like interesting because you don't really see it on Power Rangers. All right, Josh, you've got this second one. You have an embarrassment of riches to pick from. What is the worst?
The worst has to be them just like shooting their power into Connor's dreams to make him a Triassic Ranger.
I think
it is literally the missed opportunity of being able to do anything in a dream.
Yeah, originally I was going to say that the worst is that this isn't a fun dream episode. It's just four little Power Ranger episodes.
Yeah, it's just four end of the episode monster fights where they kill them in a row, and that's it.
And but then I kind of want to dig down a little more into that. I think the actual worst is that we're not going to get a Christmas episode because they shot their load on Rude Elf. They blew it. They used him in October instead of giving us a fun Christmas time.
Not Rude Elf.
We could have had something. Rude Elf. Someone could have Googled Krampus in the meantime. You know? Yeah.
Just Google Christmas monsters. It's got to be on the first page.
There's tons. Maybe he's Belsnickel. Maybe there's the Yule Cat, the Yule Boys. There's lots of Christmas baddies.
Yeah.
You know? But instead, he's Rude Elf. And now he's dead. And he was also in a dream. So he's never really alive, actually.
If you die in someone else's dream, do you die in real life? I hope not. I think a lot of people would just...
Yeah. I feel like the world would have like a smaller noticeably smaller population if that was true, right? So who's the MVP?
I don't know.
I'm gonna give it.
You're gonna give it to Croco DeVille?
No, not on your life. Would I ever do that? I didn't like that guy. I'm gonna give it to Tommy.
You know what's weird about that is that she had the nightmare about a crocodile because she's writing a report on reptiles, right?
Uh huh. Everyone knows crocodiles aren't reptiles. That's ridiculous.
But the are they not?
No, they are.
They're like, they live in water, so they could be amphibians. I don't know.
I don't know. Honestly, but
I think they're reptiles. They just can swim. But it also was in love with her because she's still traumatized by that record producer.
Right? Oh, no. Oh, it's sad. You made it sad, Josh. I'm going to give the MVP to Tommy. He
saves the day in three out of four dreams, I think.
I think so. And he also, just that bit in the beginning, I think it's really funny that I don't know what they, that's probably not, maybe they're just like, we need Tommy to come in and tell them that they need to go to bed. We need someone to do it. And Tommy's going to be paid anyway, so it might as well be him. But it definitely seems like he's like, time to meet up with Haley.
Gonna get a nightcap.
Special time. And he's like, oh, there are four sleepy children here. All right.
He's like, I waited until 11:30.
He's like, all right, dad mode activated. You need to go to bed. I'll drive you home. Trent, I guess you can chill here if you really want to. I'm whatever. So that's who I'm giving the MVP to.
Yeah, I don't see another choice. Yeah, I think it has to be Tommy.
So I'm trying to, before we rate the episode, rank
maybe
the episode.
Maybe it's Haley for having the I don't know what I'm trying to say, having the the foresight to just not be in this episode at all.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. before we rank the episode, because I don't think that's going to take very long.
I'm not even going to open the list. I think I know where it goes.
I think I know where it goes. We need to write it down. I don't know if I can. I'll see if my internet is working on my phone yet. But so I think the idea is that I will turn the DNA of your dreams into monsters. You know, that's stupid, but I think that's what they are going for. So, Josh, if this was you getting this done, what would happen? What would have happened to you last night? Do you remember the last dream you had?
I do. It's really, it's a little bit sad.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to say it, that's fine.
Tony was here.
Oh, I missed Tony.
And he left today for Florida. So, so that's sad. But he was here and we were hanging out. And for some reason, we went outside and he was holding Bella and he brought Bella outside.
Oh.
And he put her down and she ran away.
Oh, no.
That was the last dream I had. So I don't know what monster that would have turned into.
I think that's bad enough. That's the kind of bad dream that I would like a Power Ranger to, like, something that means something instead of just like, here's a crocodile or like, here's a rumble monkey because of your paper. If mine were to turn into a dream, the one I had last night was a 2-part dream. The first part, Matt Hoadley, our friend, was doing a podcast underwater and I was the guest. So I was also underwater. And then... And then I, like, woke up in the dream, and I was like, that was a dream, clearly. Now I'm in Austin, a place I haven't lived in 10 months, walking down the street. This is clearly real life now. And here's Matt Hoadley, again, sitting at a table outside of Dunkin' Donuts, of which there is one in Austin, Texas, and this isn't the one. And then my friend Jacob was there, and we go into the Dunks, and there was another donut store next door that was worse, and everyone knew that, and we felt bad for them, but we still went to the Dunks, but it wasn't a real Dunks. My friend Kat Harris worked there, and someone else, and Allison Hannigan, circa, like, 1998, I guess, was there. And I don't know how this happened, but at some point, it turns out that if you work for Dunkin' Donuts, you can go invisible whenever you want.
No, this is your nightmare.
So they're talking about that the store's closed, and then we like teleport to another closed Dunkin' Donuts that some guy closed and was like keeping it secret that he had a Dunkin' Donuts. His name was Dick Tug. I don't know why. And Jacob and I had to fight him through the walls. Like, we were, like, throwing weights. There was, like, weights there. I don't know. It was weird. So that one, it was mostly confusing more than anything.
You saying teleport just reminded me that when they were squozing their gems to get the power out, I thought they were about to teleport to Tommy's lab.
You know, it could have gone a lot of ways.
And I was like, why are they just now using teleportation if they've had it the whole time? But instead, it was a dumber thing.
Yeah, it just emailed him their power to his dreams.
In his dreams?
Yep. I think it might be my phone. I cannot connect to internet at all. So I'm going to have to reboot this. So I'm just going to shoot my shot and say this is the worst episode.
It's the last on the list. I'll put it in.
What's the current worst? Is it Triassic Triumph?
It is.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're now not as bad as in your dreams.
If you think any episode is going to be worse than this, in your dreams. All right. I put it in the list.
What's the next episode called, Josh?
The next one is called Drawn into Danger.
Okay.
It's gonna be like that episode of SpongeBob where they get a big magic pencil and they draw bad cartoon versions of themselves.
Yeah. Oh, hey, maybe Trent will get to draw again, a thing he liked doing and like a trait about him. That could be fun to have Trent do a thing. I was also worried that this episode was going to go longer than the joke episode, but there's no way in hell it will. So we're going to get out before we hit an hour.
Okay.
we'll see you on Monday for maybe a Trent episode right before the end of the season. Just gonna, hey, remember him? He's a character again.
Maybe this is about the time in the Sentai when the White Ranger turns good.
Maybe. But then we'll find that out on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Recording. Also, the wind's blowing really bad, so if you hear the helicopter noises, it's my house. Okay. I got like 10 seconds, like a solid 10 seconds of like, brrr, like my house making that noise, so maybe I can noise cancel it. We'll see. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
And you got to get the date, which is good, because I literally cannot. Yeah.